Okay, now we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're going off-piste. Ready?
Indeed. Well, I don't know so much about off-piste as back to the piste, a tale of pistes past. Look, it is our last live show for the year, okay? So that means, yes, we're going to look back. We are indeed. And what a year it's been, 2015. Extraordinary and spectacularly ordinary. It's had everything. It's had celebrity presidential bids. It's had raw onion eating. And everyone's favourite agriculture minister threatening canicide.
Mr Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanise them. It's time that Pistol and Boo buggered off back to the United States.
Oh, good times. But look, it wasn't all just fun and games. Some of our ministers remain focused on real issues and real problems. Former Treasurer Joe Hockey, he offered some sage advice to Australians locked out of the prohibitively expensive housing market.
The starting point for a first home buyer is to get a good job that pays good money. If housing were unaffordable in Sydney, no one would be buying.
How did he ever lose that job? I mean, what a level-headed guy. Joe, thank you so much. Yes, 2015, it's been a big year. Here to walk us through, in fact, to give us a list, yes, of the big events of 2015 past, is Mark DiStefano. He's political reporter for BuzzFeed Australia. Mark.
G'day, Jonathan Green. How are you?
You're the list guy.
Well, it's sort of when you join BuzzFeed, they stick a little microchip in your brain. And so everything.
First question, can you count to 10? Oh,
exactly,
you're in.
Exactly. Yes. And always remember that when you do a list, odd numbers. Always an odd-numbered list.
Oh, why?
Gets people going. There's something about the chemistry in the brain that makes people hopeful and more likely to click on a list with odd numbers in it.
But your list you've given us has got 12.
Yeah. I mean, this was tradition, unfortunately, which is undercut. Undercut. And, of course, because of we are on the nation's public broadcaster,
yes,
we have to only have 12.
All right. Let's get to it, Mark. We have 12, and we begin with number one. Tony Abbott dons speed dealer sunnies but can't survive the glare.
Let's start off in February, yep, where off the back of a truly horrific announcement of giving Prince Philip a incredibly controversial knighthood, he was mobbed by a chippy at a Victorian timber yard and given some sunglasses that are called speed dealers, that the kids call them. They're usually worn by young kids taking drugs at dance festivals. And there was the Prime Minister donning them proudly.
With a pocket and I thought full of disco bickies.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I thought it just really summed up the ability of Tony Abbott, who was up for anything at the start of the year. There was our Prime Minister just chucking on some sunnies and getting in selfies.
Number two involves Woolworths.
It does, and I think that a lot of people forget, but this was known as Brandzak Day. This is Woolworths, the supermarket, who in the lead-up to the centenary of Anzac Day, an incredible event in our history, decided it'd be an amazing idea to release a meme generator called Fresh in Our Memories, where essentially anyone could upload a picture into the generator and create a meme about our diggers.
How did they ever I don't know.
It was probably my favourite PR social media fail of the year.
Now, number three, and this was a big international story, Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner.
Probably the event in celebrity culture of the year around the world, and probably something that we'll look back on with the sort of search for trans rights and LGBT rights going forward. It's something of an iconic moment. There was Bruce Jenner, who was the sort of picture of an alpha male back in the 70s, undergoing a very, very public transition. And it wasn't just the way it was very public with the documentary and the fact that, you know, he really is entangled, or she now is entangled with the Kardashians. It was even that really iconic Vanity Fair front cover, which shows Caitlin in lingerie. And I think that that image really did sum up the year of celebrity culture. And it taught, I think, a lot of us about how we are supposed to deal with people who are transitioning. I think it was an incredible moment.
And along came Jermaine Greer, but that's another story. Mark DeStefano is talking us through the list of the year, what happened in 2015. And I had completely forgotten this, number four, that dress.
And it is simply known on the internet as the dress. And it is amazing that everyone knows it, that's how everyone knows it by. We're talking about
what were the colours?
Yeah, it was blue and black.
Thank you.
Or white and gold. And for me, it was blue and black. And it was the most, I think probably in the last decade, probably the most quickly viral phenomena that we've ever seen. And I think
since Ebola.
Well, exactly, since a disease. It was a disease, and I think it shocked people around the world where, you know, it's such a simple concept that there was this picture that if you showed someone, someone would say it looked blue and black, and then you just looked at them and looked at the picture and you were like, no! What are you talking about? It's white and gold!
Number five, and this, by comparison, is significant. NASA finding water on Mars.
I thought we've got to be a bit serious with this list, and I think that the biggest science story of the year anyway was that announcement back in September that, NASA, after, you know, decades of looking around our galaxy, there on Mars, there were streaks and sort of these this evidence that ice had been there. And I think that it only just opens up possibly going forward with NASA and looking for funding, possibly gives them a lifeline because...
Yeah, there's excitement, isn't there?
Yeah, and we had this Matt Damon movie called Martian, which came just weeks later. Mm-hmm. I think that the excitement around space really has dulled off the in the last couple of decades, and probably kids of today don't really know or aren't really excited possibility.
They do now. First they found water, then Matt Damon found lettuce. It's sequential. number six, we mentioned this. Well, I think we should just breeze through this. Tony Abbott eats an onion. Yeah, let's not talk about it anymore. Number seven... We just had a grab for that too. Barnaby Joyce and his fight with Johnny Depp's dogs.
Oh, this was just what I can't even believe. You know, if you actually read a headline at the start of the year that the news you'd get delivered, who would have thought that the agriculture minister would threaten to kill the dogs of a Hollywood superstar?
Australia, mate. Australia,
mate. Yeah.
Mark Latham. Yeah, all right.
Well, I only put this in because I wanted to needle you.
Yeah, and
it was definitely something that was big in our orbit because we had a big role in sort of uncovering this Twitter account that he had and had a very spectacular public, I guess, capitulation on stage at the Melbourne Writers Festival right there
with me.
You sitting there.
Number nine, Joe Hockey. Oh, well, you've had a grab for that too. People should get a job. Yeah. I like number 10. Kanye wants to be president.
Well, I think
it makes perfect sense now when you think about it.
Yeah, and I think that this was, again, something huge within the celebrity world. He is a Kardashian himself as well. It's hard to stick away from them.
Of course.
But when he announced it in October at the MTV Awards, everyone sort of scoffed and thought it was stupid. But number 11, which we're about to go into, is actually starting to prove that
it's combine them, because number 11 is Donald Trump's apparently irresistible rise. So that makes Kanye look eminently reasonable.
If we were having this discussion in the 70s and said, you know, there's this an actor called Ronald Reagan who wants to be president, and if someone said to you, Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to be the governor of the fifth biggest economy in the world, you'd sort of scoff at it. But
then
those two things happened.
Number 12, Mark DeStefano, in your list of the 12 fabulous things that happened to us all in 2015. Over to you, Mark. Number 12.
My favourite news moment, maybe of the last couple of years, Mick Fanning punched a shark live on television. It was the but I think it was the vision of it.
Yeah.
You just were entranced because everyone's been in the water.
Yeah.
And everyone's thought about it. Everyone's thought, oh, what will you do if you come up to close with a shark?
You'd thump
it. They just he literally just punched it a couple of times. And it happened live on television and also to happen to the best, literally the best surfer in the world.
Yep.
And to happen to an Australian, it was one of the sports stories of the year. You'll be showing vision of that to your kids to scare them out of the water, you know, tapping on your watch, get out of the water.
Mark, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's just brought it all flooding back. Mark DeStefano's fabulous top 12 things that happened in 2015. Mark is political reporter for BuzzFeed Australia, and this is Sunday Extra here on RN.